QSC, QSC, QSC. This is Tom Fry, KF6-2, NET Control, Tech Tuesday NET. At 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL of 131.8. This NET is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this NET. The purpose of this NET is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communication. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the NET? Please call KF6Q. All right, let's see. Our subject for tonight out of November QSC is going to be on page 72. This is selected by Mike. I think it's a great idea. Talking about club meetings in the internet age. And we'll probably even brush over a good little description of a piece of equipment on page 69. West Mountain Radio, Rig Runner. It's a controller for setting up a remote base using a normal, basically normal transmitter receiver. So, pretty cool thing. This is the interface to the internet for you. So, before we begin tonight, let's go over our roster, starting with WB6TLZ Mike.
Evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. This is WB6CLZ. Back to you.
Well, good evening, Mike. Glad we're all getting together with us tonight. Good subject. Love this. How about Cindy? Is she there? WB6CIN.
Good evening, Tom. This is WB6CIN. It was nice to see you today. Hello to everyone on the net.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Good breakfast this morning. Next I have on here is another good old buddy I saw this morning, KA6CIA George. And he's probably still hanging out here somewhere. I don't know. But we don't hear George out there right now. Let's see. How about KE6RJ and KE6QI?
Good evening, Tom and the Nut. KE6RJ and KE6QI is Sugarloaf.
Well, good evening, Harry and Nancy. Glad to have you with us this evening. Appreciate you can join us. Next I have on the list is KJ6HCS. Mike. Nothing out there from Mike. How about WA6ITC, Rod? Nothing out there from Rod. Let's see, moving on down here to KJ6FIL, Mike.
Good evening, all. KJ6FIL.
Well, good evening, Mike. Good to have you out there. Appreciate you joining us. Let's see, next I have here is KJ6KDL, Jim, and KJ6KDK, Rosemary.
This is KJ6KDK. KDL here in the background.
Ah, loud and clear there, Jim. Good audio. And Rosemary, glad to hear you out there, both of you. So, moving down the list here, I have, let's see, well, I don't think he's with us anymore up here. Out of radio reach. We'll give him one more try for the season. W6GZI, Frank. And we don't hear him out there. So, let's see here. How about KI6IQA, Kelly? And I've heard K6GVL Ron from Green Valley. Passing from Ron, how about AD6PL Harold?
Evening, AD6PL.
Good evening, Harold. Glad to have you out there. Thanks for joining us. Don't know if he's got his radio on this evening. He's been a very busy guy. How about K6LCS Quint? Nothing heard out there. That's okay. Let's see here. How about W6JLM Judith and W6KMM Kenneth?
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. This is W6KMM and checking W6JLM.
All right, Ken and Judith, glad to have you with us. Thanks for being out there. Appreciate that. Let's see here. How about KJ6TYV, Dave?
Good evening, Tom of the net. KJ6TYV, check it in.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? Hey, by the way, on your front porch under the first log, there's an envelope for you.
I got it.
Okay, roger that. Thanks. Appreciate that. Alrighty, let's see here. Next on my left is K6YNW. Chris.
Good evening, Tom and the net, K6YNW.
Good evening, Chris, I believe, from the Low Desert. Thanks for being out there. How about W6POO, also Low Desert?
And hello again, Tom and the net, W6POO, no traffic.
Good evening, Chip, thanks for being out there. 86LN Bill, are you out there? And nothing heard, let's see. Here's a couple I've added in. How about WA6DLB Donna? And we don't hear Donna out there. How about KJ6QYN? Shelley from Apple Valley. And no Shelley out there. That's okay. They'll be back. They'll be back. How about AE6CK Victor?
Good evening, Tom and Donette. Victor, Santa Fe Springs.
Well, good evening there, Victor. Thanks for joining us from Santa Fe Springs. Don't work too hard or too late. Let's see here. I'm going to interject one. How about WA6MQF Bob? Is he out there this evening? I know Bob. Well, I know he's around. He just doesn't have his radio on. How about KA6ROD Rod? And no Rod out there. How about KB6LTY Christy? And no Christy. How about W6JET Rod?
Good evening to the net. W6JET.
Well, good evening, Rob. Good signal. Thanks for joining us this evening. Appreciate you being out there. K9AOG Stephen, Long Beach. Well, K6BB's out there. This is KF6Q. Tech Tuesday Net. Every Tuesday that we can. Let's see if we have KJ6RAY. Ray. Well, that's pretty much the list that I have it, adding in some new names and call signs. Is there anybody else out there who would like to check in this evening? As a guest.
NQ7RD, Rick in Cerritos.
N7QRD, Rick in Cerritos. Nice to know a Rick who I think was N7QRD and Corona. Is that you?
Yes, sir. November Quebec 7, Romeo Delta. Yeah, it's been a while since I checked in, and I'm kind of bouncing around between the two cities, so here I am tonight. I guess that's the big part, important part. NQ7RD. Good evening.
Well, and it actually, I actually got you on the list here somewhere. We just kind of haven't been calling you. Good to have you checked in. Appreciate that. If you can, please do. If you can't, that's okay. Anybody else out there as a guest?
N7WNO, Mike.
All right, N7WNO, Mike, and I do believe I already have you down here somewhere. Glad you could join us, and where are you from?
I lay claim to Victorville as home of record for now.
experience all over the country after years in the military. M7WNO.
Well, good deal, Mike. Glad to hear you from Victorville. You've got a good, solid signal into the repeater, and any chance you can, join on in. Appreciate that. Anybody else out there with a guest? All right, well, that might cover it for a little bit. Anybody out there listening, if you have a comment or suggestion or information, feel free to jump in at any time. Not a problem. Well, Michael, let's see. How are we doing there for space weather? I don't know if you had a chance to check that out. And did you get a chance to do any DX? So let's do the space weather first.
Hey, Tom, you might want to record a 709 dropout. Anyway, space weather is reporting a sunspot number of 188. A little more active than it has been for a little while, so maybe things will pick up a little bit. Everything's been okay. 10 meters has been hot. If 10 meters is hot, I know everything else is working well, too, except maybe the lower bands. Solar flux index is, at the last time I looked, 144 solar flux units. Not really having much time to DX. I've listened around here and there, and everything seems cool. I just haven't really had the time to get on and do what I like to do. Seems like everybody in Southern California is wanting their signs and lights fixed now that it's getting dark a little bit earlier. So, anyway, back over to you, Tom. KO6Q, WB6CL's in.
Hey, Mike, appreciate that. Sounds like WE6MQF, who's not with us this evening, but sounds like he's been working 6 meters a lot there. So pretty cool. It's out there. It's doable. Anybody with anything to add to that before we move on to our topic? All right. Well, Mike, looking over here, this is November issue of QST. Probably be getting December here pretty quick. It's a pretty neat thing. Now, I have actually worked with stuff like this in the construction industry for meetings where we have a multitude of people. This is actually club meetings in the internet age, and it's pretty cool, pretty neat. You basically, not everybody can make it to the meeting, and this piece of software, or what they're talking about here, actually they have two different software packages you can buy, is for basically audio. I don't think they have any video with this. However, there are other things that will do video. You can actually do video conferencing. So, Mike, what's your take on that just from the beginning here?
I really like the idea of being a down-the-hill person sometimes and an up-the-hill person sometimes. There's a lot of times that I look and I think, oh, Saturday, I wish I could be at the club meeting, but, the work and other things keep me down there. Would be really cool to be able to log on, and video would be ideal. I mean, that would be the ultimate. But get an audio recording or a text log. And I noticed one of them is free. I'm on their site right now. And as we go, I'll mention some of the things they offer. Actually, the free one has a couple of different features that some of the more pricey ones do. So, yeah, very interesting, and I think it's something that we should kind of keep in our arsenal in case we ever need it. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, I think the one, the GoToMeeting, and you can look them up at GoToMeeting.com, I wouldn't say it's pricey for what it does, depends what's in your budget. Very good, very usable for connecting, various people across. I know some of the software that we used or what I was involved with would actually had patches in from other computers, also had patches in from smartphones, cell phones, you name it. They had a lot of different options. So you could actually log in through a computer. We could log in just on the phone, and pretty neat. Of course, there's nothing like being there, and the video, I think, is an important thing. But this right here for tonight, this is what we're talking about, this audio. And it's pretty neat. Like you say, I do believe, it's doable. And I think you say this, it must be TeamSpeak free. Is that the one that is offered for free?
No, it's eddymeeting.com, eddymeeting.com. And for free, you have to put up with their annoying ads. And it's something like $17 a month if you want to do away with the ads. You can have up to 200 people in conference. So that's kind of cool.
Well, you know, that's pretty interesting. I would like to just retrograph there a couple of the, well, actually quite a few of the meetings I went to with the San Bernardino Microwave Society, which is held, I believe, still down there on Thursdays. I forget which Thursday, but in Corona. And they had a very unique way they would handle their meetings. First off, the audio and video was streamed over the internet via a microwave link up to Saddleback. Pretty cool. And of course, then they also had input coming in from people who could just log on and actually ask questions or, you know, be part of it, but actually by typing in. So had a lot of different options there. So, but actually, I like the video thing. And Mike, you say just a couple little annoying ads, though. I guess it's all a matter of what you could put up with, correct?
I really didn't log on or sign up, but they make it sound like they're unobtrusive, so, you know, that can be anywhere from here to there. But, yeah, I would think, and even for the $17 a month, still not very bad.
You know, and Roger, that's pretty neat. And, of course, the reason they have a monthly fee or whatever it works out to be, because actually what they do is they let everybody, it's kind of like EchoLink, and those of you who are not 100%, you know, dialed in with EchoLink, what EchoLink works is you're essentially logging in to the EchoLink computer data center, server, whatever, and then from there it streams you out to the location of where you're going to connect. Of course, you just see the different nodes and everything on your computer, but in the background what's happening is it's hooking you in through their server into that other location. So there is an in-between part that's invisible, kind of in-between. And of course, with that, with some of the software, of course, that's where they gotcha. You know, because if you're not paid up and current, well, your signal doesn't go anywhere. Back to you, Mike.
No, there's always got to be a way to take care of the scoundrels. Anyway, while we're still talking about it, it looks like completely free, 200 attendees, unlimited meetings, video conferencing. Oh, video conferencing. So, see, there we are. Screen sharing, application sharing, recording, webinar ticketing, which is really cool. Say I wanted to be the world's greatest podiatrist in my spare time or something. You can sell tickets to your webinar, and they will process them through PayPal, so that's kind of cool. Voice over internet, conference calling, public profile, which I haven't gotten that far, social media integration, I guess it's on Twitter and such, text chat, which you could probably chat while you're watching the conference back and forth, kind of like EchoLink has on the, you know, on the lower portion. Polling, invitations, you can send invitations, you can have surveys reported, and no required downloads. So whatever that stuff means, a lot of it, it sounds like it's pretty full feature. Back to you, Tom.
Well, yeah, and I think that's actually, they're just touching the tip of the iceberg here with this article, which is, by the way, from Steve Ford, WB8IMY, that's Whiskey Baker 8, Indio Mike Yankee, and of course, you can reach him through his call sign at ARRL.org, and he's one of the regulars here for Column. And pretty good article anyway. So, yeah, you know, in the video part, go online, and this is something that you can do. Look up, there is so much webcam, streaming software, recording software, whatever. Never even realized that up until about a year or two ago when we were actually looking into doing this with club meetings. And it's actually doable if you've got a source that can stream a little bit. It just gets to the point where you have to stream it to one location and let everybody is actually walking into that because the bandwidth can get pretty heavy with a lot of video going out. So, but we'll look into that for the club, for the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. Well, anyway, Mike, anything to add other than what you have added? Great little thing here. And before we move on to the Rig Runner article, a few pages back. Anything else to add, Mike?
Short and sweet, nice little article, and kind of gives me an idea. I've never really even investigated anything, what's out there and what's available and what we can do. So, yeah, just like I say, something to kind of keep in the back of our mind, and there may be a time this would be really cool to have. Okay, Tom, let's check out this other article and see where we go with that. Back to you.
Okay, one quick thing there before we do move on to the next article. Is there anybody with any questions or comments about the internet, conference streaming, I guess you'd call it? Please come back to Net Control.
KD6RJ.
Yes, Harry, go ahead.
Thanks, Tom. It is a little bit off topic, but QST and I should say ARL now made the QST available for the iPad, and I gave my QST away to Rob K6RBK, so I was able to download, of course, a few days ago, the QST and previous issues as well, and I'm looking at the articles, even though I don't have the paper issue in front of me, so I think that's pretty neat. Okay, Tom, back to you.
Well, good deal there, Harry. Yeah, it's good to have that. Also, we have a couple, just to little add to that, I have a couple of members out there that have donated some of their QSTs we are assembling, kind of like a resource library for the club, and of course we'll have this stuff available on a checkout basis, actually the hard copy. So anyway, looking forward to that, 2013, and of course we've got a little few more things put together. Also have quite a library of books that has been offered to us also for the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, so be cool, join the club in 2013, and yeah, we got a lot of stuff we're going to be offering. So. Alright, let me reset. Anybody else, any comments before we move on to the West Mountain Radio Rig Runner 4005i? That sounds important. All right, Mike, well, a few pages back from that, page 69, you have your book, and this is also by Steve Ford. Well, he's a busy guy. Okay. Anyway, nice article here. And this is discussing the West Mountain Radio, very well-known company, supplier of radio gear. The Rig Runner 4005i. I'm thinking the I is internet as a guess. Basically, what this does is hook up your radio, your basic cam shack radio, which hopefully is able to be controlled, the AT control feature, which is pretty common now. So that you can control that radio and you can be someplace else that your radio is not. And Mike, that sounds pretty neat. Why would that really be important? Why would I not want to be in front of my radio?
First one I can think of is that, let's say I live in an HOA and they have just terrible covenants and restrictions. I can't put up an antenna, nothing absolutely, you know, other than maybe a wire in the window or sneak a wire up in the attic if you can get to it. And I've got a second home somewhere, or I have a buddy that has a second home or something where we can tie in and put an antenna, put a rig, and with this, probably not even a computer, so kind of cool. You can get on your iPhone, your iPad, or your computer, and you can operate that radio at around the world, any distance, as long as you have internet access. So, very cool.
Yeah, I think that is the primary reason. Or, like you say, let's say if you had, Mike, you had a radio up here, right there at your house, and you're down there in Placentia, and for whatever reason, decided to simply control everything and use the radio up here, well, by golly, we think you're up here, your signal would be so great, and you could be telling us and not lying to us that you're, yeah, I'm in Placentia, but your radio is actually up here. So there's a lot of different features there. Or you could actually be in an area, let's say you are visiting friends in Arizona, or you're visiting friends in Alaska, or you're someplace, you know, in the Midwest. Basically, using the internet feature, you're going to connect into your radio right here, Southern California, and be able to chat with all your buddies. And if that radio is not just a 2-meter, if it's an HF radio, by golly, it just opens up all features all the way around the world. I think that's pretty cool. Back to you.
It's more cool than my last experience when I visited my brother-in-law in Arizona. You know, he let me use his bathroom as the ham shack. Back to you, Tom.
I don't really understand that, but I think that's enough. I don't need any more information, Mike. That's oh, you're going to explain that later. Well, the cool thing about this little piece of equipment is very small, and it will run off the power supply for your ham shack or your remote ham shack or whatever it may be. Don't need a computer on that end. Basically, this little box acts as a web server, DHCP server, many, many different things it does here. Essentially, what that means is it's kind of like a computer, just enough of a computer that be in there controlling little things like you would on a website, going through menus and things, and basically hooking in, you know, changing all your settings, whatever you want to do. So this is a little piece of magic. This is the magic, as we call glue, that goes between just a basic plugged into an internet connection somewhere, somehow, whatever, and the other end is hooked into your radio. Pretty cool. And Mike, what are they asking for this nice piece of equipment?
The dropout at 726. Well, Tom, now that you mentioned money, it says here that West Mountain Radio, it gets $279.95, and if you go with the Wi-Fi option, it's $50. Not a whole heck of a lot of money for what you're probably getting. And like you say, most modern radios, I'm sure that would hook right up to this, and you can just go to town. Very cool, very interesting. I do have some West Mountain Radio equipment. I've got their comm speakers, both here and at the place in Placentia. And, you know, I've had really good luck with them. So I don't know that much about the brand, but I've heard of the Rig Runner, and I've heard them on the air, and they sound pretty good. Back to you, Tom.
You know, Aaron, I see that the Wi-Fi option is $50 on top of that, and I'm assuming that the Wi-Fi, meaning that if you don't have a Cat5 hardwire cable to go from this to the internet source, which could be a router, or could be whatever it is, DSL, that if there is a local Wi-Fi, I should say, that it probably will also have that if you want that option, $50. Not too bad, really. Like you say, you only buy this thing once, and that would be pretty cool. So, without a computer, in fact, that's the purpose of this thing, and all the control features, built-in software, really user-friendly, pretty neat. And like I said, if you had to set up a remote base or had to use the reason to, like I say, homeowner association, yeah, they're getting wise to that. I do have 3 or 4 flagpoles. I'm patriotic. Back to you, Mike.
As we've talked about here on Tech Tuesday before, those flagpoles look like a flagpole, and you know, work as pretty well if you have some radials underneath them for the vertical antenna. So yeah, that's doable. And you know, West Mountain Radio is not the only one that manufactures these. I know I'm an Elecraft guy. They have a K30, which you can take this little box wherever you go, and it will attach. But you do need a computer. I think this is one of the few that you don't really need a computer to use. Back over to you, Tom.
Well, roger that. You know, that's pretty neat. Yeah, I know, like I say, if you wanted to do it without this device and you had a computer and you had all the software, gizmos, things to set up, that's also doable. But this would probably be what we call pretty much plug-and-play, user-friendly, and you don't need all that stuff. And could pretty much dedicate this thing just to that feature. So I think it's pretty neat. Pretty neat. Anybody out there, anybody with any questions or comments about that and running a remote base, please come back. KF62, Tech Tuesday, and the group.
NQ7RD with a question.
Yes, Rick, go ahead.
Thank you, Tom, and good evening, all. I'm just punching this up on the internet as you guys are talking, and it looks like, is this only switching the 12-volt power poles? And I see an expansion port. Is that what, say, connects to your CAT interface of your, say, radio that has that capability so you can turn the radio on and off? But I guess I'm just, you know, this is something new to me, so I'm kind of reading up on it, and this was something I was interested in. And is this something where you that expansion port ties into your radio, and then via the internet is where you can control your radio almost like a, I don't want to say a HRD, you know, something like that, but remotely? Is that pretty much what this thing in a nutshell is? Thank you,
7RD. Yeah, pretty much, Rick, that's exactly what it is. Let's say if you're in Cerritos, and let's say your radio was in Corona, as an example, and with that, if that was the case, let's say wherever you're at in Cerritos, you know, like Mike said, you know, they don't allow antennas, or they don't allow this, they don't allow that. And especially if, you know, for 2-meter stuff, we can operate with a mobile, we can operate with an HT into a repeater like a lot of us are doing right here. So let's say if you have general class or above and you're out there working some of the HF bands, well, the HF antennas tend to get pretty big. And being as they are, unless they're like a screwdriver on the back of a car or a magic wire in the attic that nobody sees, essentially, it almost is a good option for somebody who has a friend who's got maybe a horse property or just property that nobody really cares if you got a little wire out there. And then your radio is on his property and nobody really worries about that. Yeah, that computer interface, I'll tell you what, Rick, essentially, I mean, you're changing frequency. You can change just about everything. I mean, from modulation, digital signal processing levels, you name it. Anything that radio can do, you can be controlled. You'll do it right there through that interface. Back to you, Rick.
Okay, I appreciate that. That's something I got to look into. And like you said, yeah, I'm between two places, but unfortunately, the city of Cerritos has city ordinances, and the Corona location has HOA, so I'm kind of in a rock and a hard place right there, but I did something there. I discreetly put up my HF antenna at both locations, but we won't tell nobody, and I didn't say nothing, so you didn't hear that. I appreciate this net, Tom, and I'm glad I'm back and listening in, and we'll throw out more questions if we have them. Thank you, 7RD.
Well, good to have you back out there, Rick. Appreciate that, and I'm trying to think back when we were doing this before. I do believe I was up in Big Bear and down below. I have permanently moved up here. So I'm right now 1.8 miles from the repeater. Can't see the repeater. I get binoculars. So generally I have a very good signal most of the time. And we'll knock on wood on that one. But anyway, yeah, so that's pretty cool. This is pretty neat stuff here. I know that we do have some people up here in the mountain. They do have a repeater site up here on 440. They also have a remote base, and their remote base is pretty much controlled the same function. So, and they can link through the 440 or over the internet. Oh, they can do all kinds of magic. The equipment that's out there becomes incredible. It's only limited by your pocketbook. Well, anyway, Mike, back to you real quick, but before I do, are there any other questions or comments? All right, hearing none, Mike, anything else you can add to this really cool piece of equipment?
Not only your pocketbook, but your imagination anymore. You know, anymore, the hardware is out there, and all you have to do is kind of scheme up things on what to do with it. It's a whole new world, and it's kind of cool. I just have to understand it. Back to you, Tom. Great Tech Tuesday. Two topics. Wow, that's got to be a first, I think. Well, maybe a second or third. But, yeah, good Tech Tuesday. Interesting material. Back over to you. KF6Q, WB6CLZ.
Well, good deal. And a little piece of information also, trying to think, I think that was ST Microelectronics. a lot of the electronics we have these days in these radios, all surface mount stuff, really starts to really, if you ever try to get in to repair something, if you're that kind of person, or you're a builder and you're looking at all the small stuff, like, wow, okay, how do you do this? Well, there's a lot of tips out there on surface mounted stuff, and there's actually a lot of that stuff is doable with a soldering iron without getting the hot air gun. And if you got a good soldering iron with a temperature control, better yet. Neat thing to do, very, very fine point, almost like a needle, and there's a lot of good tips. So if you're starting out into that, kind of hunt that stuff up. I know ST Microelectronics, a lot of these computer or just basic electronics parts manufacturers, a lot of good tutorial information. They want you to learn how to work with their stuff. Hey, because if you do, you'll buy it. Anyway, Mike, going to close the net down here, and anything to add about that?
Takes troubleshooting to the component level in a whole new world. Yeah, surface mount technology is a whole world. I don't think I could. I go there. The eyesight is not what it used to be. But I've read a lot about it, and I know Elecraft has some of that going on and on a couple of their kits. But not the common thing to do. But I know it can be done, and maybe someday we'll build an SMT. Back to you, Tom.
And SMT, meaning Surface Mount Technology Device, pretty cool. And a lot of that, of course, was simplified. Does a couple of things. No, not a lot of through-the-hole stuff, so no leads anymore to poke through the hole. So it's actually a manufacturing breakthrough. And, of course, the parts literally size from the size of a pencil dot. Yeah, that's small. Or smaller, but just to say a pencil dot, up to about the size of a, tiny little screw or something, I guess you'd call it. Depending on your eyesight and how well your vision is, a lot of stuff out there, neat little clamp-on things for 3-power magnification. And sometimes if you're like me, you need that 3-power plus the glasses, plus a magnifying glass too sometimes. And you look down there and you're looking at this, finally looking at this little part you can finally see, and thing. Who wrote those numbers? I never know. All right, well, good deal. Just a little thing there about information on how to get used to surface mount stuff and technology. A lot of information that on the internet, a lot of tutorials, all free, good information. All right, anybody else out there? Last call for any questions or comments.
Quick comment, 5600.
Yes, Chip, go ahead.
I just had an experience a couple times where I was talking to somebody who showed on 20 meters, and the band was pretty sweet, and he was about 4 times as strong than any other station that was out there. And lo and behold, he was sitting inside his home in Golden, Colorado, and his transceiver and the antenna was on top of one of the ski resorts in Colorado. He apparently somehow or another he had permission to put all that gear up that way. And I couldn't tell any difference. There was a slight delay between my, we tossed it back and forth. But it was pretty incredible because he was able to move the beam. He was able to, he actually demonstrated it for about 15 or 20 minutes, all the bells and whistles he could do from his laptop up to this transceiver. And it was pretty amazing. So you never really know who might be running the remote station until you ask and find out. So, and by the way, Tom, you're going to drop on 736. Back to you.
Okay, I am writing those down, by the way. Got the mic with that 720, do you remember?
709, I have 726, I have a questionable 729, and I have 737, but I'm not WWV, so that could be off then and easily, Jim.
Okay, roger that. It's very between 8 minutes to 10 minutes, and that's very automatic, kind of like a repeat or timeout phase. Anyway, all right, well, good deal, appreciate that. Yeah, and Chip, you know, of course, if you've ever used Echolink or you hear somebody on Echolink, there's a little bit of delay, and a lot of that is because it's going through so many points through their server back and bouncing back and forth, and it's really amazing. You only get like maybe a couple of seconds. So that's pretty good. So I would say actually even with the remote base, you might have, you know, some delay, and even if it was a half a second to a second, that's no crime. And I think that's actually a very small thing to have to give up, still get that benefit. Well, good deal. Anybody else out there before we close down Tech Tuesday with any comments, questions, or suggestions? All right, hearing none, of course, we'll stick around here for a bit in case somebody pops up with something. Feel free to jump back in there. Do want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. Appreciate you all being out there and listening in. Rick, thanks for joining us again in NQ7RD. I got it. Okay. I think I got it anyway. Appreciate that. Glad you could join back in with us. Missed you out there, and hopefully you can. N7QRD there. I got it right. N7QRD. I got it now. And we'll keep you out there on the list. So, anyway, appreciate, like I say, everybody. And we'll come up with something new and exciting again next week, probably from the December issue, seeing that this is just about middle. So we try to keep up with the most current issues of QST. So, alrighty, QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6QNet. And we're closing the net this evening at 1900 hours, 41 minutes, returning the repeater back to normal use.